That's where it usually happens.
And if you see him, what would you ask him about his coat? Would you assume that he took it off, or?
Wait a minute, I lost you again.
Jeff, who?
Who took your coat off?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's roaring down the back steps now. Man, we just got a few of these dog ears left. Some of these. If you've made up your mind that you'll go someplace if somebody else goes, and this other fellow doesn't know quite if he's going to go or not, you say, well, now, I won't go.
I won't go if you don't.
Uh-huh.
Or I won't go unless you do.
Uh-huh. I generally pick these up in conversation, but I've been having such a good time I forgot to look for them. If you say to Jeff, why did you take off your coat? He'd say, I took off my coat. Let's say it was a warm day.
That was too hot.
If you go in to order something in a restaurant, and, let's say you have pickled yams in the plate that you order. You don't want pickled yams. You'd rather have broccoli. So you say, please, may I have broccoli?
Instead of pickled yams.
Uh-huh. That's the most miserable thing I can think of. Have you ever had any pickled yams?
No, never heard of them.
I neither. I just made it up. See, I didn't want to take any chances of him saying, no, but I like them.
I couldn't tell the answer to your question for wondering how pickled yams would taste.
Ooh-ha. Well, let's see. Let's get back to this $50 item and this $35 item. Let's assume that these two are of comparable quality. You're going to buy the one for $35 and your daughter says, why? Why don't you buy the one for $50? You say, well, I'll buy the $35 item because it...
It's just as good as the $50.
And it...
It costs less. Uh-huh. It's cheaper.
Just look at him go. What did I do at 6:15 tonight? Well, 6:20.
6:20?
Uh-huh.
I expect you sat here knocking on our door.
Yeah. Well, I got out of the car, and then what did I do?
You came to the house.
Uh-huh. And your wife came to the door, and she...
Asked you to come in, I hope.
Uh-huh. She did indeed.
You ran.
Well, she looked out there and she...
She saw you.
Uh-huh. Now, all I need is information here. That's all I've been getting. Name?
Perry McOscar.
He spelled it right.
Sure, O-S-K-E-R. Age?
34.
Sex?
Male.
And education?
Two semesters of college. Right?
Where?
OSU.
And this was when?
44 and 45.
Oh, those were good years, weren't they? I'm glad they're over. And before that?